The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
All right, we were up to the Chamishi, the fifth mila, which distinguishes the benefits of the life of the Baal Bitochen as opposed to the alchemist who has the ability to turn raw metals into gold and silver. Chamishi, Shabal Hachmiyo, Tachas Yirov Ofachad Al Melachtoi, Min Hagodol Ve'ad Hakotoin Sheba'om. This alchemist is always afraid. He's under Yirov Ofachad, both on his work, from the greatest, the melech, the government, you know, can always step in and put him out of business. In Yiddish they say, even a cat can destroy a business, can destroy a person. You know, one little thing happens and everything falls apart. So he's constantly afraid from the big to the top to the bottom. He has what to be afraid of. He could be devastated on any grounds, on any level. V'habiteach beilukim yira'uhu hagedoyin v'nechbadi ho'om. He says, the Beteach Be'elukim is just the opposite. The one who has trust in Hashem, he will be the Gedolim and the Nichbade and the honored members of society. They'll be afraid of him. Not only he doesn't have to be afraid of them, but it's even more extreme. Everyone's afraid of the Baal Bitochen. Af hachayos v'ho avonim mevakshim ritzoinoi. Even the animals and the stones seek his favor, I guess. In other words, they too are afraid of him. So in Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, there's a posuk towards the end there. Shachal, what? Who? Af, how's it go? Af? Shachal. Means even the lions and the I don't know what that other animal is, some type of a bat or something, I don't know, he steps upon, and even the lion cubs and the whatever they are, snakes or scorpions or something, you know, are devastated under his power. So in other words, there everyone is afraid of him. He rules, the Baal Bitochen rules over the animals. B'sheish, the posuk in Iyov, b'sheish tzoros yatzi leko, in six tzoros he will save, v'sheva lo yiga b'chora, and the seventh won't, no evil will happen. B'rov podcho mimoves, ad sof kol inyan, ad sof inyan, in hunger he will save you from death. And over there too, there's references to animals in that particular parak in Iyov. There's references to animals that there's no fear. He's afraid of nothing, and everything falls to his. Hashem will protect him against all of the opposition and all the dangers and everything that exists. So this is a big difference. In other words, the alchemist is afraid. His secrets can be stolen. He can be put out of business. He can be undermined. But the Beteach Be'elukim is just the opposite. The world is afraid of him. Now, I just, if I may for a moment, just point out the difference here between humans. He says, Gedoylim, ha-gedoylim v'nichbadim bnei odom, and the animals. Humans and animals. Now, it sounds like, I guess, especially when it says af, even the chayes, it sounds like the human beings will be afraid of him, and even animals, which should be less afraid of him, that's the way you would read it, right? Human beings will be afraid of him. Not only will he not be afraid of them, they'll be afraid of him. That's the Baal Bitochen.
But that makes sense.
What?
Are people afraid of the Baal Bitochen?
What?
Why are people afraid of the Baal Bitochen?
Because they can't make him afraid of them.
Yeah, but is your uhu afraid, or they'll, you know,
being off?
Yeah.
Well, in awe, I mean,
well, in terms, it fits with more mevakshim ritzonai. Really, more fits with fear.
Yeah, but when I mean, there's a broken when you're when you're your shmaimu, when you do what you're supposed to do, the animals are going to be afraid of you anyway.
You're so a Einish. Are you that lotion is used? Are you afraid? Are you in awe of Einish? Are you afraid of getting Einish?
But I have one point I'd like to. I think that's what it means. It sounds like to the Baal Bitochen, whereas the human being or the alchemist here is afraid of people, in the Baal Bitochen, people are afraid of him, even animals are afraid of him. So, from the order of even animals, it would sound like that's a bigger chiddush. In other words, not only are people afraid, but even animals, which you would think, which certainly have nothing to be afraid of, they have the greatest power on him. So they too, they too are afraid of him. Now, this is, it seems to me, a contradiction to a famous concept that we find from the Ora Chaim. The Ora Chaim explains why Reuven wanted to take Yosef from the hands of the brothers and put him into the pit with the animals, the serpents, the snakes, whatever were there. So the Ora Chaim, in an original, I mean, I don't know if anybody else says that, but he says, because the brothers are Balei Bechira. They have Bechira. And therefore they have a koyach to hurt him. They could choose to hurt him. He says the animals are only shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's nigzar that he should be hurt by them, he'll be hurt. If it's not nigzar, he won't be hurt. And Mimela, he would rather have him at the hands of the gzera than the Balei Bechira, who could choose to. So this is difficult on many levels, but the major difficulty here that everybody has with this opinion is how can a Balei Bechira hurt somebody? In other words, nobody can hurt anybody. You know, not that we can ask from Reb Chaim on the Ora Chaim, but Reb Chaim always used to say, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, every bullet has an address. There's no such thing. You can't choose to harm someone who isn't supposed to be harmed. The Chaim Soloveitchik later seems to say this clearly. It seems to be an accepted mainstream Das Torah that nobody can hurt anybody unless it's supposed to be. So what is the distinction between the Balei Bechira and the animals? The animals we're not worried about, but the Balei Bechira can hurt him in a. But anyway, you see that the Balei Bechira is considered a greater danger, right? A greater danger. Therefore, the logic here should be animals should be afraid of him, and even human beings who have this koyach of Bechira should also be afraid of him. So that's a little bit of a question.
I'm not so sure I hear the question, because we're talking about the animals being afraid of him, not him being afraid of the animals. So if we were talking about him being afraid, then he has more reason to be afraid of the Balei Bechira than the animals. But as far as the animals and people being afraid of him, that could be a completely different connection.
Yeah, but Lachor, it's the same
thing.
The alchemist is afraid of the people. So he says here, no, he's not afraid of the people, but rather they're afraid of him. It sounds like in the duel between him and the people, these people can't win. They got to be afraid of him, if anything. They can't win. Whereas it's the animals, that's even a bigger chiddush. L'chayra, it's even a less of a chiddush. I'm not sure. You may be right, but it sounds to me like there is a comparison. Let me just one thing first. I have a novel pshat that I like to say in that Ora Chaim, but I don't know if it's going to make this any better. But that is as follows. Everybody finds it very difficult. In fact, what the best that they say is, it's not mainstream Torah thinking, the Ora Chaim, that really a Balei Bechira can't hurt anybody else. But I wanted to say that maybe the pshat over there is a little bit different. Maybe the pshat over there is like this. Nobody can hurt a person unless he's supposed to be hurt. However, when is it decided whether or not you're supposed to be hurt? That's the side on Yom Kippur. That's the final din. Mi ichya, mi yomus, mi bakitzoy, mi bamayim, mi ba'esh. It's all decided. Now, that means that everything is decided for everybody at that moment. Now, is it possible to change that decision? Well, if a person does tshuva, we find that he can change that decision. Tshuva, tfilut, stoka, ma'avinas rahak zera, even the final zera of Yom Kippur. That seems to be mekubal. What about, is there any way to change, to invoke a new din Torah? Is there any way that the judgment on Yom Kippur, that's the final judgment, can there be a new din Torah, and maybe even a person who was deemed innocent on Yom Kippur can still be deemed guilty on Hanukkah? Is that possible? So I'd like to suggest that there may be some ways that it's possible. And those may be, for example, the first thing it says, a person is not supposed to mokum sakona. It says the sotan is mekatrig when you go in a mokum sakona. What's the sotan? So Rashi in Chumash brings that. Yaakov said, also in baderech. So Rashi says, ubabayis lo yikroenu also. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So he says, mikan shah sotan mekatrig b'shas sakona. His boss. So what if the sotan is mekatrig? It's exerif. If it's supposed to happen, it's supposed to happen. It's not kitrig shmitrig. The kitrig on Yom Kippur can make a difference. Oh, but kitrig in the middle of the year, it's decided already. The teretz is there must be such a thing as an interim din Torah. And that means as follows, that Ein Chanami, it was decided on Yom Kippur, this guy's going to be okay. Everything's fine. However, he didn't behave so well between Yom Kippur and Hanukkah time when we're talking now. Comes on Hanukkah time, he puts himself in a mokum sakon. So the sultan comes and says, hey, the guy is putting himself in a mokum sakon. He thinks he's such a big tzaddik. Let's call for a reevaluation, an interim judgment between Yom Kippur and Hanukkah. What? Yeah, okay. And therefore, in that judgment, he could be chayiv. And if he's chayiv in that judgment, he's going to get it. That's why.
If you're going to Makom Sakana, that's what the whole point is.
Yeah, but that's how I'm explaining how it works. Right. It works with this interim din Torah. So I'll say like this. Maybe that's the difference between a behema and a bal bechira. A behema is a behema. It's a shliach. Whatever was decided on Yom Kippur, that's what the behema is going to do. However, a bal bechira can create a new Makom Sakana. The Baal Bechira says, I would like to shoot this guy. So, of course you can't shoot him if he's not chayef. But the fact that you want to shoot him says, hey, I want to shoot him. I'm a Baal Bechira. I have a right to shoot him. I mean, I'll get shot for it maybe, but I have a right to do it. The question is, is he chayef or not? Otherwise it won't happen. Okay, since the Baal Bechira has decided, he created this ki'ilu mokum sakona, which invokes a new din Torah, and theoretically can kill a person who was destined to live from Yom Kippur.
So he can invoke it on you.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, that's a little bit more of a chiddush. In other words, not you by going in mokum sakona and saying, well, I'm a big tzaddik, but here too, this he creates a situation which a Baal Bechira has certain koyches, he has a right to choose, he can't hurt you, but the sultan can come in that situation, can come and say, hey, let's see if he has a right to hurt you. The gun is at your head. So the sultan can say, hey, the gun is at his head. Maybe we should take care of it after all. Well, you can't take care of it unless he deserves it. Let's see if he deserves it. Oh. So therefore, animals, in a sense, that's the pshat in the Rachaya maybe. Animals are safer. The danger of an animal is safer than the danger of a human being. Because on the danger of an animal, you're on the danger of what's going to happen anyway. That was the gzeir on Yom Kippur. If you don't have the animal, it'll be something else. On the Yom Kippur was nigzar, mi yichya mi omus. So there's nothing to think about. However, when the Baal Bechira comes and makes a decision that he wants to do something, now that can invoke a new din Torah, and therefore there's greater danger. If that's the case, though, but we're right back where we started from. That was nice, maybe a nice pshat mi orachayim, I don't know. But what?
When is the Makom Sakana decided?
What do you mean, when is it decided? Oh, I don't know. That maybe is not determined. That's where you're going to be. That's your choice. You chose to walk here. You chose to walk in the Mokum Sakona. He chose to create a Mokum Sakona.
What? So I'll be talking to doing a bigger thing by the animals now.
What do you mean?
Because it's very good when you come to Din that a Bobby Talking could now come and his Bobby Talking could help him but did. But when something is already decided by like an animal by the beginning of the year, you could change that when it's not even a Din.
Oh, very good.
That's
very
good.
Very good. Oh, so that may be I don't know where I was going there, but I didn't know where I was going. So that may be the pshat here. So in other words, let's try it again. If right now here we're talking about a Baal Bechira who creates a Mokum Sakona, and we're talking about the animals. So it says like this. The Baal Bitochin doesn't have to be afraid of the Baal Bechira who really has a greater koyach, because his Bitochin can say, Ein Chanami, the Baal Bechira has a greater koyach, but the Baal Bitochen can have a greater koyach and say, hey, you have no, you can't create the Mokum Sakona. What?
Or if he's a Boteach and he's already Zoicha from Yom Kippur, then the Mechatrig just has no Pesachai. So that's much easier. Whereas the Chaya, it could be, he's a Baal Bitochen now, but on Yom Kippur,
I'm sorry, that's better. That's the idea. So in other words, if it's the human being, so we say he's now he's creating a sakona. There's going to be a din Torah now. In the face of a din Torah, I'm a Baal Bitochen, and I say, hey, nothing's going to happen to me, right? But what about the when? So therefore, it won't be nigzar.
Yeah.
against the Baal Bitochon, it won't be Nigzar, right? Oh, but the Chaya was Nigzar on Yom Kippur, so now you're going to come along with Bitochon and say, hey, what do you mean? It was Nigzar already. Oh, so the Chiddush is that even an animal, where the Bitochon that you're having against something that was already decided on Yom Kippur, even there the Bitochon helps. That's the bigger Chiddush.
It's funny, still say in such a thing, where Yosef was such a big Baal Bitochon that the animals wouldn't hurt
him. Yes, I thought of that. I must have thought of that problem also. He knew
that the animals weren't going to hurt him. The animals from the din wouldn't have hurt him originally. Not that they would, but the people who were creating a din.
Yosef was the consummate Baal Bitochon. So what was Reuven afraid to leave him at the hands of the brothers? The Baal Bitochon. That Baal Bitochon. Would ward it off.
Maybe he didn't know the Yosef was a Baal Bitochon.
No. What?
In the situation of Yosef, the animals were less because he would never have been Chayav Bedin in the first place.
He couldn't know whether he was Chayav Bedin. He didn't know. That's not. I'll tell you what I think the Pshat is. Pshat's like, listen, Mamish, all this one paragraph, we're chazering all the Yosefs of Bitochon. Listen to this. You have to take it one step further. You have to say it like this. Avada. There's the bitochen to prevent something from happening is easier than the bitochen to prevent the din Torah from taking place and a new judgment against him from happening. It's easier than having the bitochen to uproot a judgment that was already made on Yom Kippur. That's true. And therefore, Baal bitochen could resist the Odom easier than he could resist the animals. The Chiddush is that even the animals, even a Gzeirah that was already taken, it was Nigzah min HaShomayim that he should die, just as Tshuva Tfilah Utstoka could be Mavir Nesra Gzeirah. The Baal Bitochon stands up and creates a new schus and says, sorry, can't. The Gzeirah can't work against the Baal Bitochon. When the Emes says, we find that Hayotzer Yachad Lima Lamed Gimel in Tehillim, we say at Shabbos, after the Hoidus there, Hayotzer Yachad Lima HaMeven L'Kol Ma'asim refers to the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, and it says, Ein HaMelech Nosh Rov Choyol, Sheker Asus L'Shua, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov, Lam Yachalim L'Chas to the Chofetz Chaim is Medayek. It doesn't say Yireyov HaMeyachalim, it says Hashem favors those who fear him, and a separate category, those who trust him. And if there's trust in din, you actually prevent the din from happening. Now the question is, that's preventing a din from happening, right? That's b'shas the din. That's on Rosh Hashanah. Hayoytze yachad libom. That means he judges everyone. That's the posuk the Mishnah uses in Rosh Hashanah. Now the question is, what about, that's b'shas the din. So that's easier. What about after the din? There was already a gzeira on Yom Kippur. So now I tell you that even the chayos that have the gzeira on Yom Kippur, the Yosef, the Baal Bitochon can stand against. Oh, this is talking about the Baal Bitochon. The Baal Bitochon means the human being who has, right now, is holding by that level of complete Bitochon Bashem. However, when you're dealing with a human life, putting him in human circumstances, you can't assume that he's going to be the consummate Baal Bitochon. Even the consummate Baal Bitochon, as Yosef Chazal says, Ashrei Agev Shasov Hashem Mivtachoy V'loi Pona El Rehovim. Yosef was the consummate Baal Bitochon, but yet, because he asked from the Sarah Mashkim, he was Nitosef Nosh Nasayim, he had 2 more years he had to spend in jail, because there was some chesor in his Bitochon. So the Chazon Ish says it was the wrong kind of Ishtadlus, because he was a Ishtadlus, a Sarah Mashkim's going to, you know, like a, it's like a Meyuish, like a desperate Ishtadlus, a Sarah Mashkim, I can remember you. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says because he was on such a high level, he shouldn't have done any Ishtadlus. My daughter once said, a different pshat, she said, because it says, V'hoitzei sani min abayas hazeh. He said such a lush, I think I may have mentioned here. He says, he's going to take me out of this place. How dare you talk like that? The Sarah Mashkim is going to take you out of this place? Sarah Mashkim can't blow his nose. He can't do anything. So maybe that's the wrong way of saying it. Whatever the pshat is. Oh, Spakumta is like this. Reuven, when he's making a cheshbon, what to do to protect Yosef, so he says like this. If Yosef is on the highest level of Bitochon, then it will be easier for him to avoid the new din Torah of the brothers than the attack of the animals. Because the animals is nigzar already. That's going to be harder. Oh, but what if Yosef doesn't have Bitochen in this moment? then he is left to the natural circumstances. In terms of natural circumstances, the brother are a greater sakona than the animal. Memela, when it came to the brothers and Yosef, he wanted to put him to the animal because you can't rely on that the person's going to be on that level. Even that, but that's a chiddush. Even the greatest Baal Bitochen, this we find in Chazal too, even the greatest Baal Bitochen, a Bitochen changes, lefi hazman, lefi hashor, lefi hargosha, lefi circumstances. It's a constant thing. It needs constant chizuk, it's a constant battle, it's constantly upgraded, it's constantly maintained. Sometimes it flows and ebbs and ups and downs, and that's what life, those are the vicissitudes of life, like they say. That's what life is all about. Today I have it, right now I got it. All of a sudden I'm shaky, gotta be machazik again. Sometimes it says more than that. Anyway, so that would be the pshat over here. So this is why, even though it's a bigger chiddush by the animals and here he's talking about habal bitochin. The Baal Bitochin, the Habitech Melekim, this means he has it. If you got it, then you're safer with human beings than even with animals. Because with animals, it was already an exact, but the Bitochin can still prevent it. If you're going into a circumstance and we don't know yet whether you're going to have it, then you're safer with the animals. Because the animals, if it was Xer, it was. If it wasn't, it wasn't. Over the human beings can create a circumstance of sakona, and then you'll really have to muster the bitochen. If you don't got it, you could lose it. That's that. But Agav, I just wanted to mention something of this idea of constantly changing bitochen of the different levels. Yeah, just a very interesting vort that I just happened to remember because I said it over to someone today. There's a famous kasha. It says that Yaakov Avinu was promised Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, that if he goes back to Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem promised him that he will guard him, protect him from Esav, right? So when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, he sees Esav coming, and he's afraid. He says Vayiro Yaakov Vayetzelo. He was afraid. Why is he afraid? So Rashi says he's afraid Shemagora Machet. So which means what? The Pshat there, Rashi says, that he was afraid that even though he had a Havtocha, I think Rashi goes through the whole Cheshbon there, even though he had a Havtocha Ushmarticha, that he doesn't have to worry about Esav, he was afraid maybe he sinned and he lost the Havtocha. So Mameli can't rely on the Havtocha. So they asked the Kasha, why couldn't he have Bitochen without a Havtocha? People have Bitochen even if they don't have a promise. Hashem didn't promise me, but if I have Bitochen, they'll take care of me. So why do I need? What if the Shem Gor Machet undermines the Havtocha, but the Bitochen should work even without the Havtocha? So I saw once sitting, where are we in Cedarhurst? Sitting over there in a house on one side. For 6 months, I lived in a house a few blocks from here. I was sitting in the backyard one Shabbos morning, and I saw in an old chumash a Marie Crow. I don't even know who that was. It looks like the late Rishonim or early Achronim. So he says like this. He asked this kasha, and he says like this. He says, what was Yaakov afraid of? So he says as follows. He says, what's a Baal Tzedakah? He says, a Baal Tzedakah is not a person who money doesn't mean anything to him. It's not a Baal Tzedakah. He gives money because it don't mean nothing to him. A Baal Tzedakah is the man who his money is his life. And still he gives tzedakah. That's a Baal Tzedakah. It's an Isoyan, it's difficult, and he gives it. He says, what's a Baal Bitochen? He says, a Baal Bitochen is not one who's impervious to the danger. It's not a Baal Bitochen, he's a fool. There is no danger. What I have to, you don't have Bitochen. Hey, Bitochen, you got no Bitochen, you got no danger. That's not Bitochen. Baal Bitochen is the one who is totally cognizant and focused on the danger, and still he rises to have Bitochen. So he says, that's the Pshat Vayira. He forced himself to be afraid of Esav. He focused on the fear. He said, Esav and Schusim and Kibbut Av, and I didn't have Kibbut Av for 22 years. And Esav has an army and makes them, I don't know, who knows, Shemagor Machet. So he should be afraid so that he should rise above it, and that should be real Bitochen. So he made himself afraid in order to achieve Bitochen. So you see from there that Bitochen is not a constant, it's constantly in flux. I have it, I don't have it. I make myself more fierce, I have more Bitochen. I guess that, listen, they knew how to do it, you know what I mean? We're not supposed to do those things. But Well, he was in the Nesoya. That's right. If I can't. No. No, because that wouldn't have been Bitochen. He's right. That wouldn't have been Bitochen. If he wasn't focused on the fear.
It's actually safer this way.
Well, right. he wouldn't have been Bitochen. Nothing. Okay. Anyway, so that's it. I know. I think that's okay. Let's move on a little bit. It's late. Yeah.
I think it's a first person that says, when we're doing the right thing, the animals are going to be afraid of us. So this is Bobby Tuchin. I mean, for us, but for me, it's not as big a it is a step up, because the people are going to be afraid of him. And the animals, who, since he's doing the right thing, they're already afraid of him. They're even going to, the step ups, they're going to want to do his rutz. You know, the people here, they're going to be afraid of him. You know, they're not going to want to touch him. But the animals, since he's doing the right thing, there's a half tough on the pasuk that the animals are going to fear man.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to step above. Not only do they fear him, they also want to do his rutz.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that might be. But I don't know if the pasuk is mashma like that. The psukim that he brings is mashma that he's going to. Al shachav ofes en tidroich. It's not mashma their fear. So the nekuda shouldn't be their fear. The nekuda is the power that he has over them. But maybe, I don't know. Okay, very good. Hashishi. Another maila that the Baal Bitochen has over the Baal HaKemiyo. Shebaal HaKemiyo Einoi Botuach Mecholoim VeHamadvim Shema'arvin Olav Simchosoi VeOshroi VeEinoi Manichin Oysu LeHonos Mimashi Yeshloi VeLoi LeHisanek Bimashi Yisigo Yodoi. The Baal Kemiya has another tzoras. Chutz all the tzoras that he has. He has the raw material. He doesn't have to, let's say he didn't have to be afraid of anyone, no one's going to steal it. And he's not afraid of giving away the secrets. And he says he has enough, and he has enough on hand, and he can always find it. And he could transform it and everything else. Aba Einzach, you forgot. The business may go well, but who knows what's going to happen to the businessman? You know? There's another factor over here. The Baal Chamiya is totally in the weather to get a cold. He's totally in the germs to get diseases and the whatever is floating around in the air. Yeah, I sat next to someone on the plane. I was scared stiff, coughing there the whole time. You know what I mean? I saw a woman on the plane yesterday. She was wearing the whole time. She's wearing one of these masks.
Was she Asian?
What?
Was she Asian?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just saw a woman with a mask walking up and down the plane. You know, so the guy's an alchemist. He got everything. He has the raw materials, and nobody's bothering him. He has it all made. He can turn it into gold and silver. But he could get sick, and then what? If he's sick, he has 105 fever. He ain't gonna turn no gold, no copper and lead into silver. So he can have sickness.
More particularly,
and even if it doesn't stop him, even if it doesn't stop him from his work, he has great simcha in the great amount of gold and silver that he can produce, but he can't enjoy it because he's sick. You know? Guys, I'm sick as a dog. I can't enjoy anything. You know, I got everything I need. Everything's wonderful. It's going great, but I'm sick as a dog. You know, there are certain kinds of illnesses more than others. A person feels, I just can't. I just don't want to hear about anything. You know, there's nothing. They can't smile. They, you know, so Mamela, he has another problem. And they don't allow him to be nana from what he has and not to rejoice in that which he accomplished. Oh, lehenos mimashi yesh. There's two dargas here. V'loy lesanik b'mashi yisig yodo, and to take special pleasure in that which his hand has achieved. In other words, I guess there's two types of pleasures. There's hanor from what I have. I have something and I have hanor. Let's say if I have a lot of money, I go buy myself some good food, I buy myself a new car, I buy myself this, so I have hanor. But then there's a tainu. Oineg is even more than hanor. Oineg is like a rejoicing. That what? Because I got it, hisiga yodo, I made it. There's a certain pleasure besides the pleasure of pleasure that I derive the pleasure. I can derive pleasure from food that somebody else buys with their money. But it's missing one pleasure. It's not mine. I didn't, you know, it says, Odom reitze mikav shaloi mitisha kav mishal chaveiro. A person enjoys more one kav of his own harvesting than nine times as much from somebody else's harvest. You know, a person enjoys the fruit of his labor. But here, this level of oineg is mashe hisigo yodo. He can't have this, he can't have pleasure, he can't have that. And I guess maybe mashe hisigo yodo, it's possible that there could be a hanoa even if you can't enjoy it. Let's say, I can't eat the food. But I look at the food, I say, look what I produced. I can't eat it, but But isn't the hate. Everybody else, a joy. You know, I have a pleasure. I produce such a crop. I produce so much gold and silver. I give it out to my kids. I say, here, you know, here, take everybody, you know. Well, here's Hanukkah geld. You know, we're talking, the judgment is on Hanukkah. Here, take the Hanukkah. Wow, even that he can't have because he's sick. He's so sick. He's so depressed. He's so miserable. Not to mention mental illness, you know, where Bechalik, I can't, you know, nothing means anything to him. Oh, so this alchemist is still a gacted tzoros, even though he has no business tzoros. He has personal tzoros, so he could have. He is assured from all of these sicknesses, these illnesses and diseases. Ela al derech ha-kaporo o al derech ha-tmura. Only if it is a kaporo, if it's an atonement for him, or if it's a payment for something, laharbis b'shvilam, he says tmura, the Teva Lavonan says, laharbis b'shvilam schora b'olam habo. Tmura, he says, it's like giving him something in this world, so that he has a certain problem in this world, that he should be getting much more schar in olam habo. So this, the Baal Bitochoin, is batuach min hamadvim v'hachaloyim. Now I want to ask you a question. So the Baal Bitochen is better off. Why? Because Baal Bitochen doesn't have to worry about anything about this guy. Has to worry about sickness. He won't be able to enjoy it. The Baal Bitochen doesn't have to worry because he's batuach from the sicknesses and the diseases, except as kapora or as a special payment in this world in order to have more schar olam haba. And then the pasuk says v'yofu ne'orim v'yigo v'achurim koshel yikoshelu. So I guess that posuk, I didn't get a chance to look that posuk up, but it sounds like that they're going to be worn and tired, and bachurim kosher koshelu. Maybe that's the posuk. I'm not sure. Let's leave that for a moment. Those that put their trust in Hashem, they will be exchanged. I guess their weakened koyach will be exchanged for new koyach. They'll have constantly new koyach. So he has a kizros rishoyim tishabarno. The hands, the arms of rishoyim will be destroyed. V'semech tzadikim Hashem, and Hashem will support the tzadikim, and this tzadik will have everything. He doesn't have to worry about. So I have a question. If we say the comparison is to the alchemist who won't be able to enjoy his wealth or to have tainug from that which he achieved, because he's so sick, okay? Not so the Baal Bitochon, who is batuach from the sickness, who will only get sick if it's a kapora, and only get sick if it's a sickness in this world, a problem in this world, they should have more schar in the next world. But where's his pleasure? He got the same 106 temperature.
Because he knows. Because he knows, yeah. It's pleasure.
So, but listen to that. Listen, think about that for a moment. That means that the guy who got so sick that he can't enjoy his wealth, the Baal Bitochen has the ability to enjoy. He's in the same physical condition as the other guy. The only thing is, he knows that this is a benefit, that this is a kapora. And Mimele, he can now enjoy the pleasures that the same person in the same identical matzav can. So we see Bechlal, we see that enjoyment and appreciation and tainuk, it's all in the mind. It's all psychological.
How is it that kapara, if he's enjoying his pain, then it can't be kapara?
Well, that's a good question, but I would say he would.
Well, he's not enjoying it that much.
Yeah, I would say the joy he has now, if you asked him, he would rather say, loy meyuk tzich velo migduf shech.
If I could get that kapara without this, it would be better.
Doesn't. No, see, I would say like this. Wait, hold on, just finish one question at a time. I would say like this. He doesn't enjoy the Yisurim. You know, I mean, you have to be on a very high level to enjoy the Yisurim. But I would say the Pshat is like this, that since he knows that this pain, he feels a terrible pain in his foot, the same thing that the alchemist feels in his foot, except he knows that this is for his good. All right, this is a kaporo, or this is to give him special olam haba. So Mimela, even though he feels the pain, but the psychological, optimistic, good feeling, blessing that he feels in that will allow him to enjoy the pleasures of life, whereas the other guy who, in the pain, sees no good psychologically, mainly the physical pain with no psychological redeeming benefit, will not allow him to enjoy anything. So that's something. You're right. The pain he's not enjoying. I mean, to enjoy the pain, you got to be, you know, who knows who. What? No, you know, the Hasidim have a beautiful, the Hasidim have a beautiful maisa about that. They say that they came once to the Baal Shem, and they asked them, what does it mean, smechem be yisurim, to rejoice in yisurim. So he said, go over here, it says shtetl over there, and seek out Reb Zisha. Reb Zisha will explain it to you. So they finally go, and they look, and they look, and they find Reb Zisha on the other side of the tracks, and is in poverty, and in sickness, and this. He opens the door, they see a sick, poverty-stricken tzubrochen, a mensch, and they say to Reb Zisha, the Baal Shem sent us here to ask what it means, smecha b'yisurim. So he looks at them and he says, I don't understand why he sent you to me. He says, I never suffered a day in my life. You know, that's smecha b'yisurim. You know, but we're not on that level. But even if I feel the pain, but it doesn't stare everything else because I know the good in it. The non-Baal Bitochen, the alchemist, has the other feeling. It's just terrible, and therefore it depresses him about life in general. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The possibility ruins the whole ability to trust. The fact that this is such a chance, it ruins the ability to trust in a certain that Hashem is going to bring you a certain Yeshua or a certain result. Because maybe he won't. Maybe it's either because of a chet, or maybe it's because of a Yeshua.
Okay, that's a very good point. That's a very good point, and maybe we should spend a moment discussing that point. I would like to suggest as follows about that point. I want to ask you a question. A person has bitochen. He has a problem. You know, we talk about. I brought here. I don't know if I have enough copies for everyone. I just found them in the house. A little thing we once gave out: bitochen in business. It's a series of letters that I wrote to mostly one person, but different, whatever. Over the years, people who are having business trouble and, you know, a little bit of chizuk. So you take. We have more in the office. This is what I picked up at home. Anyway, so what's that? That's the way you get it. Bitochen is constant, ongoing. You're constantly strengthening it. You're constantly working on it because you lose it for a minute. It goes up. It goes down. You know.
What?
Because the Chovas Alvovas says you have to be mishtadl.
That's not a lack of
bitochen. What? A shtadlus is not a lack of bitochen if you realize that it doesn't come from the shtadlus.
Not the shtadlus. So the fact that a person, like, 1 minute could be, you know, everything's good.
Yeah. There's a lack.
He walks into the office. He's in yeshiva, you know, he's doing great. Mm-hmm. He gets yeshiva, all of a sudden, you know, he gets to the office and they hand him the first letter.
Yeah, it is a lack. It is. So we have to work on ourselves. When you're walking into the office, you got to anticipate that the whole world is going to come tumbling down and be machazik yourself even before. Anyway, but the question is, the guy has a problem in business. Now, I want to ask you a question. I have a chakira, yeah? What is the Baal Bitochen thinking? Is he thinking that I'm trusting Hashem that he's going to relieve my problem? Or is he thinking, I'm trusting, I have such confidence in the Chesed Hashem that my problem is not going to be a problem. It's going to be relieved. Now you'll say, what's the difference? There's a slight difference in focus. See, if the focus is, I'm trusting that the problem is going to go away, then the kasha is really stronger. Like, how do you know? Mechatesa, who says it's supposed to go away? And maybe it's even for your best. But if this confidence that the problem is going to go away just stems from a pure focus and confidence in the Chesed Hashem, I trust Hashem's Chesed. He is ultimate, infinite Chesed. What does Chesed mean? Chesed means he doesn't hurt. Chesed means he doesn't disappoint. Chesed means he doesn't embarrass. Chesed means he doesn't this. Chesed means that. But I'm trusting the Chesed Hashem. Then, wait a second. In the trust in the Chesed Hashem is like this. If the simcha that I have is the trust in the Chesed Hashem, and if the trust in the Chesed Hashem is what leads me to be sure, because of his infinite Chesed, and he knows how much this means to me, that he's not going to let me down in this situation, but it's the Chesed Hashem, not the situation. If that's the case, then if it happens to be that in this particular situation, he says, you know something, I'll tell you what real chesed is. The biggest chesed I could do for you is to let this thing fall in now on your head so you wouldn't have bigger tzoros later. Then the real Baal Bitochen doesn't have a problem with that because I trusted the Chesed Hashem. This, I believe, is what the Chovas Halavot. Wait, let me just finish.
Aren't they both true?
What?
Aren't they both true?
No. What are you trusting? David HaMelech said, what's Bitochen? Va'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. Chastecho doesn't mean in your money, in your resolving the problem. It means in your chesed. And because I'm so confident in your chesed, So now I don't think I have any problems. Chaim Salvava says very interesting. He says one of the conditions for this bitochen is that if it doesn't happen, you're going to recognize that it's for your good and you're going to be makabalit. So I asked the kasha, what do you mean if it doesn't happen? If I'm trusting 100% that it does happen, so what am I saying that part of the condition is that if it doesn't happen? The teretz is the Baal Bitochen isn't trusting that it's going to happen. The Baal Bitochen is trusting in the Chesed Hashem. Now the Chesed Hashem is what leads me to say, because I'm 100% confident in your Chesed, I know you're not going to put me through this. It's too embarrassing, it's too difficult, it's too this, that, that. I know you're not going to let me down. However, if he does, the real Baal Bitochen regroups and says, hey, I trusted in the Chesed Hashem. Obviously, this is more
chesed. What happened to your beautiful hill story?
What?
What happened to your beautiful hill story?
It's still there in the Gemara in Samach Hey in Brochus.
So maybe his house what? Is burning what? Down, but this is a tomorrow. Maybe his house is burning down, but this is the Chesed Hashem.
So I would say like this. I would say that the pshat is like this. I didn't make myself clear. According to this, when the Chesed Hashem says, and if it doesn't happen, then you're trusting the Chesed Hashem, then you say it's good. So the pshat is like this. Not that I think it's really not going to happen. My bitochen in the Chesed Hashem is so sure that it is going to happen. However, lo yitzur, if you'll ask me, you got bitochen 100%, but I want to ask you a theoretical question. What if it wouldn't happen? What would you think? On that level, I'd say, I'd accept it because my trust is in the Chesed Hashem. So same thing with Hillel. The bitochen in the ani b'chastecho b'tachti yogilim b'mshuasecha dovid ha-melech had rejoiced in the Yeshua as if it happened, even before, because he was so sure it was going to happen. But the sureness that it was going to happen did not stem from his trust that it's going to happen, but it stems rather from his confidence in the Chesed Hashem. For example, you know, there are certain situations where, the embarrassment would just be overwhelming. If he let me down now, the embarrassment would be overwhelming. So something emotionally tells me he's not going to let me be embarrassed like that. What does that come from? There's no rule he's not going to let you be embarrassed. There's not even any assurance that you're not supposed to be embarrassed. But my confidence in his chesed emotionally gives me the sense that I just know he's not going to let me down. But I'm not focused in the he's not going to let me down. I'm focused on the chesed. Memele is not going to let me down. Memele, if he decides that it's more chesed to let you down, you'll be able to accept it. Because your confidence was 100% in his chesed rather than in his in the actual result.
When do you start to think about the lead sword? If you start thinking about the lead sword when you're first misspelled by Kodesh Baruch Hu based on that chesed, so are you already entertaining the possibility of...
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Maybe you're not supposed to think about the Luyitzur, just Luyitzur. It happens. Then that's what... Luyitzur, it happens. That's what you would say. But I don't know about that. That's an interesting question. I really don't know the answer to that.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-1.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.